Welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And it's time for me, Alan Collier, and I'm here every Wednesday. And part of this show is to tell you what's going on in the Yarra Valley and any new things that are popping up. And we had a press release the other day to say that there's a new youth hub coming up in the between Lilydale and the Yarra Rangers. So we thought we'd find out a bit more about it for you. So I have with me Sue Seston from she's the CEO at Inspiro Community Health. Welcome, Susan.
Oh, hi, Alan. Thank you very much for having me today.
Not a problem. Now, we don't know anything about it, so tell us what it's all about, please.
Okay. So we were really pleased to be successful in getting some Commonwealth funding for an integrated youth health hub in Lilydale. It's been a long time coming, so yes.
And one of the things that pleased me, that very often these governments commit to 1 year, and therefore not a lot happens. By the time you get up and running, it's all over. But I see that they've committed to it for 3 years for you.
Well, 3 years, but I suppose we've got about 2.5 years to get things moving. The announcement was made last year in about May by our local federal minister, Tony Smith. So we're very grateful to him for his advocacy for this. We've got a very strong support from the Yarra Rangers Council as well. So I think this is going to be something that will be established, but hopefully remains as a legacy down the track.
So, all right, so what is it? What are we getting?
Okay, so it's, as I said, it's a new initiative. It's aiming to provide services to young people from the age of 12 to 25. So that's a big range there. And you can imagine that there's services that a 20-year-old needs that it's different to services that a 15-year-old needs. So we're going to have to strike a balance around what that involves. So there's a bit of exploring to be done regarding that. And we're looking at young people advising us around what services are going to be needed by them. But, you know, like, what is it logical to actually provide? The idea is also that we bring together existing services, so we don't duplicate. We only bring together and coordinate it. So that's more likely to be something that's going to be successful in the long term.
All right, so when you bring all these, what's your idea? So I'm a young person, I'm somewhere between 12 and 25, I've had a blue at home, or I'm not really feeling really well, so can I come to Hub? And if I can, what sort of services are going to be available to me?
Okay, so I suppose just giving, you're telling me about a journey that a young person might have, so that's a great example. Because we've already got relationships with existing organisations like Eastern Health, Headspace, family services in the area, GPs, the idea is that a young person connects with what we would call a navigator. That navigator would help that young person to work out what it is that they need at this point in time.
So let me just go back a track, because I want to make sure everyone comes along with us. Will that navigator be an adult, or will it be another person? And will they be tied up with one particular part of the hub, or will they be somebody who comes in, a bit like a reception desk, where you go in and they say, well, let's talk about it, and then direct you?
Yeah, I think that navigator will be somebody with a lived experience. So we're hoping that it will be someone who knows how to connect with the young person. They'll be available either on the phone, because we've got to, you know, things have changed a fair bit since we originally thought of this model. You know, the COVID situation really does present a bit of a challenge. So it will be face-to-face, a mixture of that as well as telehealth by phone, you know, online, that sort of stuff. So we're hoping that a digital platform will help support it as well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, 12 months ago, everybody thought that we'd be living the life that we normally used to live, but things have changed a bit. So is the hub as such, because there are certainly groups already there, aren't they?
Yes, we've already got existing services, but they're working in isolation to each other. So what we're trying to do is actually bring them together, first of all. That'll be the first part of the project. And then looking at what services young people say to us they need. We'll anticipate that that will be the gap that we currently have. And so how do we make sure that that gap is filled? Really, and you've heard that, you know, there's been lots of things that young people are experiencing now as a result of the isolation they're experiencing from COVID. So it will be different to what we originally thought in last year, in December last year.
So when a young person either fronts up, and probably later on will be more upfront than doing yes. Zoom or any of those sorts of things, but when they front up, the person that they meet, which was a navigator, will they stay with them through the whole journey, or how will that work?
That's what we're hoping, yes, because that's what our assumption is, that that's what young people want. So that really it's around building a relationship, trust, you know, feeling like that there is a strong connection, that the young person's best interests are being considered rather than being referred on to people and then having to tell their story more than once. You know, it is really around a number of people understanding what the person's needs are through this navigator role.
And I guess if a young person has made up their mind that they want to come to something like that because they've got health issues or whatever the issues may be, I guess if they get in there and tell the story, then someone says, well, you go down the road to Joe Bloggs, and then he or she tells the story again. After a while, very often young people just think, oh, this is all too hard, don't they? And they just walk away.
Yeah, that's right. And I think what we've tried to do is acknowledge that as part of the model. So we're hoping that we'll find mechanisms to enable that for that young person. You know, we don't want them to become disillusioned by the opportunity to actually access this service. We hope that we see them through and follow them up.
Yeah, because that can easily happen, particularly with young people. And let's be honest, you're talking very much with vulnerable young people, aren't you? You're not necessarily talking to, I don't know how to put it, because I don't want to disparage, yeah. But you're not necessarily talking to somebody who is at the top of their peak. That some of these young people that are going to, I would have thought, access are really, they've lost their self-esteem, probably got no one at home to talk to, isolated from friends or don't have many friends, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I think when you look at what we're trying to do is actually not just focus in Lilydale either. We're hoping to go to Belgrave, Hillsville, Yarra Junction, and accepting that, you know, yes, it's vulnerable, it's disadvantaged, but there's opportunities that others who might, in addition, just want to connect, you know, remove that isolation that they're currently feeling or the loneliness they're feeling, because they're the ones that will become vulnerable down the track as well.
Yep. Look, I've just got to take a quick break in half a minute, and we'll just got a couple of things I want to do, and we'll come back with more, Sue.
Thank you.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to run and do like this? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Can't touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. Pull a little bit, just fall on back. Let them know that you're too much, and this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are sweating, so pass them a white or a tape.
touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said, if you can't rule the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner, dance to this, and you're gonna get there. The move. Slide your rump. Just for a minute, let's all do the bump. Can't touch this. Look, man, can't touch this. You better get hyped, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop, have a time. Can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype. I'm dope on the floor and I'm magic on the mic. Now why would I ever stop doing this? With others making records, it just don't hit. I tour around the world, from London to the Bay. It's hammer, go hammer, empty hammer, yo hammer, and the rest can't go in play. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 27 minutes past 12, 18 degrees. And I have been asked to advise you there is a strong wind warning being issued for the Yarra Valley and the surrounding areas for this afternoon and this evening. Be very careful. I've heard it mentioned about, particularly around these big trees, we've had a few come down. But also particularly today, because we've had so much rain over the last few days, that the ground is quite wet and some of these big trees could fall over. So if you're parking a car or whatever you're doing, and certainly don't be standing under a tree this afternoon, this evening, and tie everything down. We don't want your patio gear winding up three doors down or something the likes of that. So just be very careful this afternoon. Anyway, we've talking about the new youth hub that's proposed for Lilydale and the Yarra Rangers. We've got Sue, the CEO from Inspro Community Health, with us. Sue, is it only going to be mainly built around the health of young people, or is it also going to become like a youth club where they can hang out as well?
We're exploring that concept of a drop-in centre, but definitely somewhere where people can hang out. I mentioned, you know, building a relationship with the hub, and you know, you can't just do that if you're feeling unwell. You actually can do it more. You're more likely to do it when you're feeling great as well. So you know, and giving something back, maybe if you've actually had a good experience and telling others about it, I think that there's an opportunity for that definitely.
Right. Now, apart from so you've already got a number of groups there, haven't you? You've got Inspiro Community Health Service. And tell us about some of the other groups that are involved, please, Sue.
Okay. So it's part of a consortium. You know, Inspiro believes that we do things well in partnership. So the other players in the consortium are Siri Education Services.
Who come in here once a month, so we talk to Siri.
There you go. So Gus from Siri has been very, very a huge support of this initiative. Anchor, homelessness and home services. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're great as well. Really enable us to look at how that particular aspect of a young person's life affects their health. We've got UNA Community Health, which is, you know, UNA is our Indigenous partner in Hillsville, and they are really going to provide a great cultural relevance and competence platform for us, so that makes sure that, you know, it is safe for our Aboriginal and Indigenous kids. And we also have Eastern Legal Community Centre. So they are a service that really has been instrumental in helping young people with financial counselling, with any work to do with family violence, the legal, you know, the legal aspects of life. So they've been fantastic as well. So you can see that we've got a really good wraparound concept for young people. It's not just the health.
And a lot of those organisations would be free to the young person too, wouldn't they? So it's not like they've got to make sure they've got money to get involved with some of these.
Exactly, yes.
Because that seems to be the problem with, you know, if you've got money, you can get advice, you can get all sorts of stuff. But if you're a young person who's homeless or for whatever reason and you haven't got any money, then there are limited opportunities, aren't there?
Yes, that's right. And also we're hoping that connecting through, you know, schools as well will be a great way to support parents in situations. I think, you know, whilst young people are our target audience, how do we support, I suppose, people that have a strong relationship with young people, including their families, parents, siblings, you know, opportunities like that will arise out of this.
So you see that that there is opportunities there for parents not to be sort of pushed out of the scene, because very often parents still want to, although there might be a breakdown in the family, very often parents themselves just don't know how to get involved or what to do they?
Exactly, and I think, you know, we've got to acknowledge that, you know, lots of pressures are being experienced by families at the moment. So how do we support, and it may not be us providing that service, but being able to navigate for that person or their families, and also teaching, you know, providing things like seminars, webinars, you know, for parents as it becomes evident what's required.
Yeah, so you're not trying to take the parents' place, are you? You're really there to supplement the parents, or if the young person is dysfunctional from the family, that you're there to help them as well, or mainly them?
Yes, that's right. The aim is the young person, but it's also looking at what supports that young person may need in the long term.
So are any of the people that you envisage being involved in this, in the actual running of them, going to be volunteers, or is it all going to be paid, well, not so much paid, but people that are already in the workforce?
I think there's going to be an opportunity for volunteers, but we just have to work out how the model works, because there's nothing worse than volunteering for something that you're not sure how it's going to be done and how it impacts on the program. So we really need to make sure that we've worked out the model and what is going to work, and so that we're not just adding people into the mix, but actually that people are able to contribute with great value.
When are you hoping to have the actual organisation going? I mean, it's hard. We'll never know when people are going to get back. I mean, we'll learn a bit someday, and then we'll learn a bit more as we go along. But when you're actually hoping to have a physical presence somewhere around Lilydale Way?
Well, look, if things look up for us in terms of stage three, I think probably towards the end of the year we may have a physical site. And we're hoping for a sort of a formal launch in early 2021. But, you know, we're hoping that the digital component that we put together will be some way towards supporting the program in its initial stages. So we're saying that phase one, sort of, you know, between now and towards the end of the year, and then after that we hope to launch with something a little bit more tangible.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, we can't put everything on hold because of COVID, can we? I mean,
that's right.
We still need to keep moving on, and probably with some of the young people, COVID might have actually been a more of a trigger than what it would have been otherwise.
Yeah, that's right. The data's showing us that, you know, young people have been affected significantly by having to be from home, you know, work from home or study from home. So we know that isolation and loneliness is definitely an issue, and that would have triggered other things for them. So, you know, it's about us being there, hopefully, to respond in the early stages through some sort of telehealth. We actually do have telehealth as an option, but also how can they engage with those other services in an online capacity? Might even be just by phone. Sometimes the phone is a great way to deal with an interim arrangement, but we know that it's face-to-face is also necessary. So we will figure it out.
Quite a lot of problems or you know, young people love to be amongst other group, you know, the tribe, whatever you like to call it. And we're all that sort of person, and we like to be part of it. Well, all of a sudden school's gone, and school's been gone for quite a few weeks now. Hopefully it'll come back in term four, but we can't guarantee what's going to happen there. And then, you know, a lot of them hang around together, and you can argue whether that's good or bad, but for the young people, they like to be part of it. So the weekend hanging around down the skate park's gone, or hanging around down the park, that's gone. And a lot of these young people do their part-time jobs, and a lot of those don't have jobs because, A, the fast food places become just a drive-through, the shops are shut. So some of these young people, it's not only young people, it's older people too, I acknowledge, but sometimes the older person can handle it a bit better. These young people, they've lost their school, they've lost their part-time job, they've lost mucking around together. So all of a sudden, it must have a huge impact on some of those young people.
Agree. And I think it's how do you reconnect? How do you help them to overcome some of that difficulty that they're experiencing at the moment? I think that whilst mental health is definitely struggling, some of the links that we will have with Headspace and other like mental health services, including some of our own, will hopefully address some of that for them.
That'd be great. So you're hoping that via Zoom or whatever you're going to use, I keep saying Zoom, but that really covers that covers all sorts of platforms. So you'd be hoping that some of that would be up and running before the end of the year.
Well, we've actually got that running up and running now.
Oh, have you?
So, yeah, that's right. So we've had that in place since March as a result of COVID. And I know that, you know, our counterparts in mental health Headspace are actually doing the same thing. So there are online appointments being happening at the moment. So it's just a matter of a young person contacting us.
Well, and we're going to, for the young people and for everyone, we will give out the contact details just before 1 o'clock. So make sure you've got a pen and paper to write them down. And of course, what we should acknowledge too, that we probably haven't got a lot of young people listening to us today, but we will have parents and grandparents. And very often I've found that a young person is happier to talk to a grandparent than what they are to mum and dad.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we underestimate those relationships that that are forged with grandparents in particular. So, well, yes.
Very often the young person sees the grandparent as a co-conspirator, should I say, whereas mum and dad have got to keep the rules fairly strict. And very often I've heard many a story of a young person who's been able to tell things to the grandparent. And I suspect we've got quite a number, well, I know we've got quite a number of grandparents listening today. So I guess, pardon me, what we're going to say before the day's out is take down those details, maybe talk to their mum and dad, or maybe just talk to the young person if you think that there is a problem. Because also mum and dad live with the situation, and they can very often get used to it, can't they? Whereas grandparents pop in and all of a sudden they see things have changed.
You know, when you think about it, you know, parents are experiencing that pressure as well. So sometimes they may not be as it may not be as obvious to them that their young person is struggling. So I think, you know, as an external observer, you know, as a grandparent, you may actually be able to see it. Hand them the number, hand them the, you know, the contact details for the website, the email address. You never know. That young person may take that step as a result of a caring grandparent.
I think that that's true. I think a lot of grandparents are become the sounding board, and of course that they always can tell great stories about their life coming up too. So there's very often that sort of interaction, I think, between grandparents and young children, or young people, which is terrific. So we've got to take a break. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Community Connections. We'll be back to talk more to Sue about the hub.
You're on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, local, live and loving it.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. Like
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 14 minutes to 1, 18 degrees, and we're going for a top of 20 with a late shower or two, either late this afternoon or this evening. Now, we're talking about the new youth hub that's coming into existence, and parts of it are already there, and we've got Sue with us. Sue, it's all right for you and paid professionals to decide what these young people need, but what are you putting in place to make sure that you're actually going to deliver what the young people do need?
I think it's emphasise that, Alan. We are in the business of putting things together, but I can't tell them or I can't decide what that young person needs. So in acknowledging that, we're going to be asking our young people in the area to help us. That will basically be, what do they think about our assumptions? What do they suggest we do? How it will best work for them? Because there's no point putting something together and then finding that that's just not going to cut it.
And so, they're not going to use it.
No. So I think what's important is that we, you know, we take time to do that. And recognising that it's also beyond Lilydale, like I mentioned. You know, the situation for someone in Lilydale will be very different to somebody in Yarra Junction. So we will use our existing networks to try and, gather what the population in those areas needs.
Do you know how you're going to do that yet, Sue?
Yeah, so we're looking at, you know, obviously some, face-to-face consultation, but there's opportunities to do some of that just by written, you know, surveys. We could, and there is already existing information that we're going to fall back on. So just before the project was launched as a tender, there was the primary health network in the area did some consultation with young people. So we've already got a sense. There are other organisations that have already done some of that work, so we're not going to be reinventing the wheel. We will be using that as a basis, but then really testing that with a certain number of young people from these different parts of the Yarra Ranges.
Sounds good. So we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back with more, and we'll be back with the contacts for anybody who wants to be involved. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I should mention songs like Creedence Clearwater. It's my turn to be here this Sunday between 12 and 3 with music, memories and more. Hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, bit of comedy and a whole lot of fun. So be tuned. Love to have you along. But anyway, we're talking to Sue. We're talking about this community. But just before we go on, I must mention there has been a strong wind warning put out for the Yarra Valley and surrounding districts for this afternoon and this evening. And be very careful of trees and that, because the ground is very wet and some of these trees could fall over, and we just don't want to see anybody hurt. There was too many the other day with three dead. It's just terrible. Anyway, we're talking about the Youth Hub and what's coming up. We've been talking with Sue. Sue, all right, we've got parents, we've got grandparents, or we've got young people listening today. They want to find out more about it. How are we going to find out more and follow what's happening?
Contact us a number of ways. We've got a landline, so if you've got a pen ready, 9757877. We've got a mobile.
What was that again, please, Sue?
It's 9757877. The mobile number is 0409348604. That's 0409348604. Then there's an email address in case you're computer savvy and you're interested in emailing us. It's all one word, youthhealthhub@inspiro.org.au. That's youthhealthhub, one word, @inspiro.org.au. We've also got more information on our website, which is inspiro.org.au/youthhealthhub. So there's more information there as well, Alan.
And what about Facebook? You got a Facebook page?
Yes, we have, but it's on our Inspiro Facebook page. So you're more than welcome to go to that as well. We've also got a launch that was conducted by our young people, which was fantastic. So there's a few videos on there that people will be able to look at.
Because bear in mind, a lot of the young people are using Facebook. I use it all the time too. I think it's a terrific way to get information.
It is. So they can actually follow us on that as well.
All right. So could you just give us those numbers again, please, Sue? Both the landline and the mobile.
Okay. Landline 9757877, mobile 0409348604, and the email is youthhealthhub@inspiro.org.au.
And Inspiro is INSPRO?
INSPIRO.
All right, let's do that again because I've messed it up on you.
Okay, so it's youthhealthhub@inspiro.org, spelt INSPIRO.org.au.
Terrific. So, look, it's been terrific having you along today. I certainly hope it goes very well. And I think as we come out, we talk a lot on this program about social isolation, and we often talk about it with the elderly, and that's why people like U3A and all that are a great help to a lot of these people. But as we said before, it's not only the elderly or the older age group that is suffering at the moment because of, you know, no school. Well, not no school. They should be at school. They should be online all day, but some are, some aren't. And we keep on saying, and I keep on hearing this, we're all in this together. And that's very true. But people have various abilities to be it. You know, when we just say we're all in this together, it's, oh, yeah, we'll all be all right. And I mean, and we're all going to come out the other end. But that's not quite true. I mean, some people will breeze through this and come out the other end and without a problem. Whether it be young people or old people, some of them are going to really struggle coming out of it.
And I think that's where the safety net needs to take place. We need to have a safety net for people, irrespective of age, irrespective of circumstances.
Yep. And very often, and the older person, there are a lot of things around for them. There's U3A, and there's a whole lot of issues. And very often, they've got the ability, the money to go and get help. But we're talking, you know, when you're talking 12 to 25 year olds, that some of them, as we said before, don't have jobs, or they've lost their jobs, or they're not making any money, so they don't have the same opportunities as what some of the other people do.
And I think also life skills. They may not have the life skills, Alan, you know, so it's around how do we support them during this time of development, during times of stress, during times of maybe just not feeling like they've got anybody to go to.
Yeah, and of course, we're going to find something out on Sunday, but that's not going to go back to like we were. I mean, we may be 18 months before we get ever, or I don't know what we're going to go back to. So, I think particularly for the young people, they need something ongoing.
And I think that uncertainty adds a complexity that we were never expecting. You know, the uncertainty makes it really difficult for people of all generations, but in particular for young people.
I think you probably saw it on Facebook the other day. Someone said, why did I stay up on New Year's Eve and welcome 2020 in? And I wouldn't have bothered if I didn't know it was going to turn out like this. So we don't know what's going to happen. But the major thing is that it's terrific. And the other thing is, too, that very often these things are funded for a year, and then by the time you get up and running, it's too late. But if you've got funding for 3 years, it really gives a chance for it to bed itself down and hopefully just keep going.
Hopefully that's the case, and we actually get the ongoing funding as well.
Yep. So, look, it's been fabulous to have you along. Please contact us when it gets close to the launch. We'd like to be able to at least publicise it and let them know what's going on. But in the interim, if a person does have an issue or that they'd like to talk about, 9757 8777. Sue, thanks for coming. And
thanks for having me.
No worries. We look forward to talking to you in the future.
All the best. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks very much.